And welcome back to the Socially Distant Podcast, everybody. This is your host, Trent, episode 98. Got some hot topics, had some wild weeks, good times all around. I want to give a good shout out to Gina Sabella. We had a good 2-year anniversary. Shit was lit. I'd like to give a shout out to 420 Resbud for hiring me. You are dope. Literally and metaphorically.
Oh,
and we'll get into it. But first off, how are you boys doing? Brad, what you up to?
Hello, hello. Not much. Just working and fucking staying busy. Just physical therapy, trying to get my back right. A doctor's going to schedule me an MRI, hopefully, in the next couple weeks, just because physical therapy hasn't been the breakthrough that we were all expecting it to be. So I'm going to get an MRI. I actually, that night we recorded last week and I didn't feel good in my stomach and I had a bunch of diarrhea. I got worse. And I think I ended up getting food poisoning because I literally, like, until Sunday, like, I was, like, I had diarrhea and I was puking, like, crazy. Like, I couldn't keep anything down. Jesus. I literally left work early on Saturday because, like, we were cooking and, like, the smell of all the food finally just, like, got to me and I just walked outside and started puking in the parking lot. Like, just,
damn.
Wow. So, like, yeah, it was bad. It was, like, the one night I woke up, it was, like, 3 a.m., and I just woke up, and, like, I was just drenched in sweat, super dizzy, super dehydrated. I, like, stumbled my way to the bathroom, and I just started throwing up, and I just turned the shower on, let the cold water run, and I just, like, hung over the tub and, like, let the water hit me, and I literally, like,
you were home by yourself?
Yeah, I was just at my
apartment. Yeah, that's scary.
Yeah, I was just at my apartment, dude. I was so dizzy. Jesus. I was so, like, just lightheaded and dehydrated, and, like, I just couldn't keep anything in my stomach. And obviously, like, my mom and dad are at home, and Fotini's at her apartment, and, like,
yeah,
just 3 a.m., just hanging over the tub, letting the cold water hit me, dude. I think I laid there for, like, half an hour with the water on.
Yeah.
It wasn't fun. So I had to go. I had to go to Rite Aid and get some, like, Imodium to, like, stop my diarrhea, and I literally just ate, like, rice and saltine crackers for, like, 3 days straight. Just nothing but. And Gatorade. I drank so much Gatorade. Oh, my God. Yeah. I think I probably drank, like, not, like, the bigger bottles, but, like, the regular, like, slimmer-sized bottles. I think I probably drank, like, 15 of those in, like, 3 days. Yeah. I was just slamming Gatorade, dude. I was so dehydrated. It was bad.
Yeah. I haven't puked like that in a very long time, but the only things I ever do is I'll drink Gatorade and eat watermelon and saltine crackers. It's like the only things that I can keep down. Gatorade usually sometimes comes back up, and then you just,
It's not fun at all. It's the worst
thing. That's a bad one. That's a bad one to have come back up.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, so it wasn't that fun, but what you been up to, Dylan?
Nothing much, just grinding away, freaking. Coming home for Easter, I think that's the next time I'll be up there.
When is Easter?
I was looking at it, it's the 17th, my mom's birthday is the 16th, so okay. Her birthday's on Saturday, and that's Sunday. But I talked to her this week because Kenzie needs to pick a school to go to by the end of the month. And I don't think she knows where the fuck she's going yet. So she's looking at a school down here, but she also wants to look at some school in New York City. And Melissa told me it is not a good idea. Because she said the school that she's looking at is like where rich kids go to pretend to have a college experience.
Yeah.
And it's like in Manhattan. So, yeah.
That's expensive, probably.
I don't know. Kenzie's stupid smart, so she got way more scholarships than me. She's graduating a year early, so.
Oh, that's a badass.
But, yeah, she wants to look at Point Park, which is downtown Pittsburgh. And
damn.
That's honestly where I wanted to get my master's when I thought about it for the matter of like a week. But if she wants a city experience at a school, I think a smaller city would be a good idea. I had culture shock when I went to Oswego. She also went to Dunkirk, though.
I had fucking culture shock when I went to some of my lectures at Fredonia. I can't even imagine.
Yeah, but I mean, even at Dunkirk, like, so if you go to a city school, like, there's going to be so many people.
Yeah, exactly.
Mm-hmm. So, I don't know. I know if she got, like, some school in, like, Lancaster, PA, like, where all the Amish people live, pretty much offered her, like, a full ride, like, scholarship to their school, and she, I'm like, you do not want to go out there. That is literally, the school will be there, and around it will be absolutely nothing. Yeah, like, Lancaster is just straight Amish country.
Lancaster's near me.
Not that Lancaster.
Oh, you're talking Lancaster. Lancaster.
Yeah, Lancaster, PA.
Hell she no.
Get the Amish experience.
That's bumfuck.
Yeah, no, that's like fucking you when you're driving from like Pittsburgh to New York City and there's fucking absolutely nothingness. That's fucking what Lancaster is.
Yeah, that's bumfuck.
I had a pug and we got the pug from the Mennonites out there. And I remember going out there and just driving through like the sketchiest mountain fucking trails on planet Earth to get to those Mennonite people. It was just straight Allegheny Mountain trails.
Allegheny Mountain.
Yeah. Hey man, that was a good pug.
But you know, I mean, she wants to go there.
No, I think she gave up on those. She doesn't know what she wants to do. I don't even know if she should just go to a school undeclared.
Yeah.
And figure it out. But then again, that's such a waste. You can get, I mean, not really, because you can just knock out your gen eds.
Very true. It's not a bad method.
Yeah. Honestly, that is semi-smart. Just like fucking, unless you know what you want to do. If you're smart, you can fucking take the time, get all the gen eds done, and then you can literally just do your major classes.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I agree.
Yeah. I don't know. She'll probably figure it out. I think they want to come down here. She also wants to go to New York City to look at that school, but I don't think anybody wants to go to Manhattan.
Yeah, I hear scary things. I know. We talked about it at the tavern, but just there's a like an amount of people that get pushed down to the subway, and yeah. I know.
And that just sketches me out. Yeah. Knowing that like that happens and it's like a big, like, oh my god.
Yeah, I don't know what I would like about it on here, but
fuck.
Yeah.
I don't know. That just sketches me out thinking about it. Like, yep. You died. You got pushed into the fucking subway.
It's a bit, I don't know. That's another thing. New York City has gotten really fucking dangerous.
Yeah.
So, here, I don't know if it's dangerous. I just think there's fucking weird, cracked out homeless people.
Yeah.
There are definitely, obviously, there's always dangerous parts of every city, but mm-hmm. I don't think it's, like, to the level of, like, New York City or Chicago or like any other bigger cities. We just have a homeless problem.
Yeah, no, but if somebody literally tried to fucking push me into the subway in New York City and I was like, obviously I didn't get pushed into it, no cap, I would beat him senseless.
Yeah,
like I wouldn't stop. I would just keep going. I wouldn't stop until my fucking fist had their like teeth embedded in them and just get the fuck off me.
Yeah, I think you're entitled to do that.
Yep, that's self-defense, man.
Yeah, because that's attempted murder.
That's attempted murder, a self-defense. Like, I feared for my life. My adrenaline fucking kicked in, and I just beat the shit out of this man.
I mean, if he's homeless,
they're not going to give a shit.
Yeah,
if they're going to care. Especially in New York City, they're going to be like, all right, fuck it.
Nah, NYPD is fucking...
Yeah, they don't give a fuck about the homeless.
They were letting the homeless people friggin' sleep in the train stations during COVID.
Are they?
So, somebody cares a little bit about them.
Yeah.
I mean, dude, I don't know, man. That shit's bad. Here, dude, honestly, I would say Pittsburgh is one of the better cities to be homeless, because you could, if you're a woodsman, you could just fucking live in the giant parks of that are just in reality the forest, and you'd be good. If I can come out, because, like, there's civilization very close to the wood line, and you could just go to the grocery store, go back into the woods.
The woods people.
I don't know, man. I think they're running like a fucking whole like scheme. I think they're scheming. I think there's like a homeless collective that I swear to God they're gonna fucking buy like some big ass building one day. Yes. It's an operation. I've seen it. I've seen it with my own eyes. There, at least in some areas, there is an operation happening where they trade it. Because they'll stand on, dude, I swear to God, it is like clockwork. There is not one time where I'll drive through, like, it's the north side, like, where the stadiums are at.
Mm-hmm.
At the end of every single fucking, like, major throughway, like, highway intersection that goes down into the city, they're there. Fucking clockwork. I've seen them get picked up and another one gets out of the car, stands there. Straight. Scheme. Dude, I don't even think they're homeless. Most of them, I swear to God, I don't think they're homeless. I think it's like a fucking scam.
Yeah, I can see how.
I mean, I don't know what the typical homeless person looks like, but some of these motherfuckers, like, they could have tried a little bit harder. But I don't know. I have 100% seen them get picked up and dropped off. So they have one of them as a vehicle.
It's probably an operation. The first one to own and operate a vehicle, and then he is the kingpin. He is the pimp.
Yeah, whoever makes it. I don't know, man. But the thing is, it's always the same people on the same corner most of the time. Like, yeah. In front of the Target that we go to, there's this one dude, and he kind of looks like a vet, I would assume. But I've never not seen him there. He lives in front of that Target during the day. And he just paces back and forth with this little sign.
Oh, fuck.
And he has, like, full, like, camping gear on, like, 95% of the time.
What the
fuck? Like, big ass backpack with all his stuff on his back. Just pacing.
There's some fucking... I haven't seen too many, especially, like, in my area, just because, Clarence in particular isn't, like, that wild. But in, like, Amherst, when it gets, like, the little busier section down there, I've seen some weird... You know, different individuals walking around and doing their thing. So, yeah.
We had out a slight homeless experience here when you came, Brad, because we went to Fatheads and there was a homeless dude out for us.
Yeah, there was.
Who was, like, harassing everybody who was, like, waiting to get in.
I know.
Yeah, the South Side has a lot of homeless people. I will say, here in Lawrenceville, I don't think I've actually ever seen one, which is very surprising, because usually they kind of flock to wealthier neighborhoods.
Yeah.
And also, like, busy strips like that, where there's a lot of people, but there's really, I don't ever see any down there, which I'm okay with, but it might be because it's extremely difficult to get here. Like, you can't, unless you, like, fucking... walk all the way from downtown, like, you're either gonna have to cross a bridge or walk up or down a mountain to get in here, so it might just be a difficult trek for the homeless to get over here.
Not during the winter, but I mean during the winter, but not during the summer, they'll migrate.
There's like a like, I don't even know, it's probably like a mile and a half, like all the way up the hill. It's a pretty bad neighborhood, and sometimes I see like fucking crackheads like pouring out of there, and they make a track, dude. They walk out, like, it's like 2 miles probably from like the bad part of that neighborhood. And yeah, sometimes they make the great journey. I see them walking down my street. It's always funny when they have to walk up the hill. I watch them sometimes as they make the great journey. Dude, that hill is good luck. If you want to fucking work out, try to run all the way up that hill. My hill, and then once you get to the top of my hill, there's an even bigger hill that curves all the way around.
Jeez.
And it's a straight incline all the way up.
That's workout city right there.
Yeah, so I give them props if they make it here or leave.
God damn.
Yeah, man, I don't know. It's funny though. Crackhead watching is a good activity.
It's a good pastime.
Yeah. Do we want to talk about fucking the Buffalo Bills scamming New York State?
No, did they?
Yeah.
How much,
Dylan.
Well, you might know the number better than me. How much does that stadium cost?
$1.4
billion. Jesus fuck.
Yeah.
New York State taxpayers have to pay $850 million.
Yeah. It's because the Jets fucking suck. And so do the Giants. New York State's like, we need a good team. The Buffalo Bills are it.
Yeah, and I mean, like, dude, it's all the fucking, it's the Pegulas, man. They're fucking fucked in the brain. I think we were talking about it back when it happened. They literally, like, blackmailed and cuckolded the fucking Buffalo Bills and New York State. They were like, because New York State makes a lot of money off of the Buffalo Bills, as do all the owners. And the owners are like, oh, yeah, we'll just move the stadium if you guys don't want to pay for more than half of it. So, dude, it's just like, what the fuck? Like, these guys are filthy fucking rich. And I mean...
Yeah. Dude, that's wait, such so like a common...
They're building a new stadium, but they're using taxpayer money to do it?
Yeah.
Oh, that's kind of
strange. A common thing, dude. Most fucking stadium, the Brooklyn Nets stadium in particular, and I think we've talked about it on the podcast multiple times, that thing is like 100% paid by taxpayers, and they use fucking eminent domain to fucking build it. They stole people's houses to build that fucking stadium. So, New York State is willing to fucking... Luckily, the Bills stadium is probably going into an empty lot across the street, hopefully.
Yeah, there's actually... They're gonna... plan on to take down the college right across the street and fucking build it right there. That's what they say.
Wait, what?
Dude, there's like ECC, Erie Community College, like south or west or something. That's where they want to build it. That's what they said.
I don't They're going to tear the college down?
I don't know, dude. It just seems so weird.
Is it just like one of those, like, how like in Dunkirk there's like that JCC campus? Is it just like a small... extension of ECC?
Yeah, it's a small thing, but it's like still got some buildings and stuff. Like, it's just a big...
Oh, there's multiple buildings?
Yeah, there's some buildings.
Hold on, I'm gonna see if I can find it.
My Uncle Gary's house is actually right fucking across from it.
Really?
Yeah, that's why
he lives that close to a Bill stadium.
Yeah, he parks cars there. Yo, we got family. There's actually a cemetery on the in the parking lot of the, like, the now Bill Stadium. Like, there's, like, a very small cemetery. And we got fucking family members in that cemetery. And Uncle Gary is, like, the only person that goes there and upkeeps it.
And that's crazy.
Back in the day, like, my great-grandma had to, like, fight super hard for that not to get, like, demolished because of the Buffalo Bills. That's what Uncle Gary says. I don't know. But I have had to mow it before, so I know
that's the craziest story I've ever heard in my entire life.
Dude, we could look at the map. You can see it. It's like right off to the side. Hold on. It's like a weird patch of trees inside of a parking lot.
Let's see.
Here.
What are you talking about?
There's a cemetery in the Bills parking lot. Yeah. And I have family in that
parking lot. Do you know what lot it is?
I'm just gonna look at an overhead view of it. It's like,
how does that work?
Bro, I don't know. I just know it's real.
That sounds.
Okay, wait. We just gotta go. We gotta go to Google Maps.
A little strange.
Bro, I mean, hey, you take that up with Uncle Gary. Nah. he just, dude, I mean, I've weed whacked it and mowed it. Oh yeah, so go into Highmark Stadium.
Uh-huh.
And you'll fucking, it's like behind the building. Let's see, lot 4 is it? No. I need to see which way we're looking at this puppy. I'm dead ass serious.
I need to find this.
I will find it, and I will, I could just go there, and I'll take a picture, and I'll make a whole podcast of it. I'll solo just be talking the whole time. Wait, okay. Please, I found the road. Okay, this is the front of the stadium. Wait. I'm looking at this shit all janky.
Dude, oh, Louise,
Sheldon
Texas
Cemetery.
Road.
It's right here. Lot 6 preferred. It's like pretty close in there. Zoom in. It's like Bill's youth football stadium. Then the Sheldon Cemetery. Dead ass serious. It's like in the green part of the stadium. It's like really close.
Oh, I found it. That's crazy.
Bro, I'm dead ass serious. And they legit did not, like, my grandma Hermine literally, like, would not let them destroy the fucking cemetery and, like, said it was fucked up. And they kept it. They built around it.
I see.
There's a parking. It's so fucking wild. So, yeah, that shit exists. And then Uncle Gary's house is, like,
the most insane shit.
Yeah, it's pretty wild. And Dylan, if you like look over, you see the Erie Community College. And then like Big Tree Road. That's the Gucci shit. Yeah.
Where is Erie Community College?
What are you talking about?
In which direction? Oh. Dude, they're gonna tear that whole shit down.
I think that's what Uncle Gary said, or Pierce. I don't know. So those are two sources.
I mean, Pierce said they're building it right next to it. I mean, that's the only spot I can see.
What the fuck does Pierce know?
Pierce
that looks like, if you're looking at it from zoomed out, that looks like the perfect spot to build it.
Yeah, it's right next to it.
Because you already have all your parking. Then you have
Scout Cemetery, gotta keep that. Yeah, I don't know, but dude, at least there's gonna be a new stadium. Tickets are gonna just cost,
just build the stadium over the top of the college.
Just place it
suspended.
Floating stadium with blimp,
like a fucking and like a spear or like an orb or something that spins, but it keeps it completely consistent with gravity.
That's what the $1.4 billion should be for. We should have a right to vote on what the stadium should look like if fucking taxpayers pay for $850 million.
Honestly, I think I've talked about it before, but I honestly think you should be able to pick where every tax dollar you put in goes towards.
True.
100%.
Or at least a percentage of it.
Should be able to vote on it.
Vote with your money.
Go
eat
some money.
Amen.
Oh, you guys listen to Denzel Curry at all?
I have before.
I will say, he is honestly one of my, like, favorite artists. I have listened to, like, every one of his, like, recent albums, because I think the first time I really listened to him was on that, what was that YouTube show that we used to watch? The Cave or whatever, with Kenny Beats.
Yes, yes, good old Kenny Beats.
With Zach Fox and everything.
Yes.
But, yeah, so Denzel hangs out with, like, Thundercat and, like, Zach Fox and all them, but he's one of those rappers that talks about anime in his raps a lot. But he honestly is, like, a very consistent rapper. Like, every song on his new album, I was like, yeah, I mean, he does well. Like, his rhymes and everything, like, his flow mm-hmm. is just very strong. And his beats are always, like, really good. He samples a lot of stuff, and it's cool. So, I just want to recommend that album. It's a fire one. But he dropped, like, an album with Kenny Beats, and they made, like, a whole, like, music video, like, series mm-hmm. with all the songs. It was pretty cool. They were all, like, different cartoon styles.
Sounds pretty cool.
Yeah.
I think I remember watching some of those. Was that a little while ago, or is that the new one?
Yeah. No, that was a little while ago.
Okay. Yeah, I remember watching a few of those. I'd like to see that whole story.
Yeah. I've also been listening to Tenacious D. I've got a weird Jack Black kick. I just want it. Nacho Libre got me. But Tenacious D, dude, honestly, I'll give Jack Black credit. He is honestly a really good musician and singer.
What Tenacious D song are you banging the most?
I've been listening to, they made this album called, it's called Post-Apocalypto, mm-hmm. and it was like a cartoon that they wanted to get on Netflix, but Netflix did not want it, so they made it themselves, and they hand drew every little scene. And it's pretty bad, but it's all the songs on it are funny.
Jack Black is, it's just like one of, he's just one of those people that makes the world a better place.
I agree. I can't remember what that song is called, but the one where he's like sneaking into like the one place in the movie.
Oh, the museum.
Museum or whatever. Yeah. Or he's like, storm the gates.
Storm the gates!
Yeah, exactly. That song is funny as fuck.
Have you ever seen that, that guy? It's like a group of like four younger teenagers. And that kid like, he doesn't like, he's not like trying to be like a copy, but he like kind of tries to more or less like imitate or like base his like sound and his look off of Jack Black. He's like a heavier set guy with like fucking like curly like afro like black hair. He's got a really good voice. You seen that guy?
Yeah, I've seen him on TikTok.
He's pretty good, and like he honestly does like a really good job giving off like those Jack Black vibes. It's pretty impressive.
Mm-hmm.
But obviously nobody's gonna ever be like Jack Black, but he does sound very well. He does sound very good.
Yeah. No. But I was listening to that, and then like sometimes like when you play through like all the like their top songs or whatever, it'll go into like the radio or whatever, they'll play like similar songs.
Mm-hmm.
And one popped up and it was hold on, let me find it. Let me see here. Oh, the Dayman song from Always Sunny, but it was like a someone like on an electric guitar and everything, and it was honestly stupid good, but it was so, that's like one of my favorite episodes of Always Sunny.
Yeah, that's a classic. That's like the best one. Dayman.
That's Day Man by RMB. It's a good one.
I need to write that shit down.
My recent liked songs on my Spotify are, most of them are from TikTok. I have that Miami Miami song from TikTok.
You probably got the funniest looking like songs. Tenacious D.
That's good. Those are some good ones.
I like it.
Get bored in the car. I'm in the car too much. I have to listen to stupid shit.
That shit'll get you going. Keep you focused.
Yeah, but what else has been going on? Fucking
not much.
Do we want to talk about fucking Will Smith being a bitch?
I just want to like. I don't really want to. Like, I don't know. I don't really want to like sit here and like talk about it, just because. It's just been everywhere and people have been beating it like a dead horse. I just want your guys' like quick opinions on just like the what was said, how he reacted, and just like I don't want to talk about like what other people think and other people said. I just want your guys' like gut react, like legitimate like gut reaction to like the scenario, just in a vacuum. If it was just that in a vacuum, like your response.
Yeah, sure, you can go. I might be aggressive, but I have to think my words out.
Yeah, I don't know, because I feel like it's a tough one, because, you know, Chris has got, he's like, just being funny, trying to be funny, but I mean, if someone just, like, said some shit about my girl, I would be pissed too, so, like,
yeah.
I don't know, like, and I heard she got some condition that makes her hair, like, lost, and she's definitely probably self-conscious about that and shit, so,
yeah,
like,
she has alopecia.
Yeah.
Yeah, but she also has a video from a week before that saying that she loves her bald head, and that nothing would ever make her not love it.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's...
And that was a week before, though. It wasn't...
Alright, but don't even, like, think about that, though, like...
Okay.
Exclude okay. that. Like, I'm just talking, like, in a vacuum. Like, yeah. Chris's yeah. comment about her having, like, you can consider her having the condition, but don't talk about, like, how she feels about it or what's been said about it before. Just look at her with the condition, what Chris said, what Will did, and then, like,
yeah,
the few minute after.
So, I just don't have a problem with anything that happened. I feel like it's just justified. Like, I don't know. It's not really justified. I mean, Chris could have filed charges or whatever. But, like, I don't know. And, like, you say some shit, yeah. you can get hit. Like, I mean,
yep.
you know, you don't fuck with if you said that to the wrong person somewhere else, it could be a way worse situation. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So, it really depends.
Yeah.
I don't know. How do you feel, Dill? it's a weird one.
No, I'm fine. I'm not going to fucking... I will say that, like, Chris Rock was paid to be there. Mm-hmm. Chris Rock's jokes were definitely looked over by the Academy. No doubt about it. That
Even
show
though,
is so scripted.
Yeah, not to cut you off, but just to add to your point. Even though I said in a vacuum, we're not going to look at outside factors, for the record, I did see whether it's fake or it's... true, I did see somewhere that said he didn't even write that joke and actually didn't even have like prior knowledge of her condition. So whether that is true or not, I don't know if it really changes the situation. I just think like that might be one factor to take a look at if you're going to include like any outside the vacuum factors.
Yeah, I mean, that's like my biggest point is that like he... One, the joke was fucking stupid. Mm-hmm. It wasn't even a good joke. Like,
yeah.
It was, like, the most offhand joke on planet Earth. So, I watch SNL. I know when... you can tell bad writing very quickly
yeah.
sometimes.
Mm-hmm.
And it was some fucking intern who wrote, like, a joke. I'm guaranteeing, like, fucking Chris Rock probably has, I mean, he's a seasoned veteran in the comedy world, like, he has say in what jokes come out, but, like, at the end of the day, like, it's broadcast television. It's very, there's a lot of fucking hands in what gets put on air. I will say, I mean, I do agree, like, you fucking say some shit, like, you pay for the consequences, but at the end of the day, I think it's more on, like, the lack of, like, nobody gave a single fuck. Like, Will Smith got a standing ovation later in the night.
Yeah.
And he won, like, best actor. Like, it was just, like, I saw what Jim Carrey said. I think it was, that's pretty much just where my head's at. It's just, like, it feels spineless. It feels like nobody, like, the man got fucking slapped. You just slapped him in the face even harder. Like, that his career will now forever be tied to that, the fucking 30 seconds.
You saying Will's or Chris's?
Both of them, but probably more Chris's, because Chris is smaller. Will's gonna go fucking on to make another $200 million in the next couple of years, and Chris Rock is a comedian who will never see that level of success. Like, comedy movies, and just comedy in general, is not as profitable as being Will Smith. So, it is what it is. But I don't think that assaulting people is ever good.
Yeah.
But I could see, like, him scream. The whole, like, when he was screaming at the end of that clip and everything, like, that, I understood. I felt, like, that right there.
Oh.
Yeah.
I feel like you didn't, the action that came before wasn't necessary.
So, yeah.
Because if he would have screamed like that from the very beginning, nothing would have happened.
I didn't know that he screamed after. I thought he screamed before.
They cut it. It was on, like, the
I watched it in the Australian broadcast.
Yeah, like the non-televised version, or like the non-televised recording, but they cut it, so that wasn't on TV, obviously.
Yeah, that was on the Australian one. They fucking did not cut their broadcast. They kept that shit live.
My opinion on it, just looking at it, like I said, in a vacuum, kind of agreeing with what Dylan said, in a vacuum, I don't blame Will. From his side of it, I don't blame him, even for the slap to a degree, because in the moment and just first impressions and just, like, obviously your, like, gut reaction and response to certain things, sometimes they're a little bit more than they need to, but that's why hindsight's 20/20, and that's why, like, that's something you, like, you reflect on and learn from and try to be better in the moment, in like any future instance that could happen. So I do understand. I don't really think, personally, I don't really think that, like, Chris was quote unquote in the wrong. I think it was just a joke. The joke, like you said, wasn't good. And it wasn't taken well by, you know, who it was targeted to. So I don't really think, like, because I've seen some people out there that, like, were trying to, like, get the whole, like, you know, cancel Chris Rock movement going, like, oh, fuck Chris Rock, like, blah, 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 like, I don't really think that's the case. That's outside the vacuum, but like I said, inside the vacuum, like, it was just a bad joke to begin with, but I don't really see it as, like, oh, man, like, Chris Rock's such a bad guy, like, how dare he make a comment about, like, her, and she has, like, a medical condition. I mean, like, medical condition aside.
Dude, alopecia is literally just, like, female balding.
Yeah, and that's all it is, but,
like, men bald all the fucking time.
Yeah, and then,
I mean, and it's just, I mean, that's just, like, how it goes, like,
yeah.
Yeah.
Like, there's very hard beauty standards for women, so it's understandable, but
that's why Like, I'm not one of these people that has. That's why I just kind of, like, got amusement out of it on Twitter when, like, people had, like, such, like, strong stances to, like, either side. And I was like, man, like, do you really care this much about it? Like,
yeah,
fuck.
They do care that much about it.
Like, I totally get, like, why Will did what he did and how he felt. Because, I mean, at the end of the day, like, that is his wife. But one thing I do kind of want to, like, bring into the discussion, because I think it's very interesting, and I think it just adds, like, a weird kind of dynamic to the whole situation. How do you pronounce her? What's her name? Fucking, how do you pronounce it? Is it Jada or Jada?
Jada.
So, obviously, what happened in the past with Jada and their relationship and her cheating with however many guys it was, whether it was, like, that one guy or more.
Yeah, they're in an open relationship.
Yeah, so, I mean, like, they're in an open relationship.
Dude, she shits on that man. She is fucking ruined him.
Yeah, so...
Yeah.
Like, even if it is an open relationship, I think it's just really strange to, like, be in an open relationship. You know your wife sleeps with other men or has slept with other men, and, like, you have a relationship with her that you're okay with that sort of thing. Like, almost, I mean, just to the farthest degree, like, I 100% don't agree any way, shape, or form with open relationships. I don't really think that, like, I just don't like them. I don't like them. I don't think they should be a thing. I think it's stupid, because I think it's, I don't know, I just don't think they're, like...
Well, open marriages are even, I think...
That, too. Like, open relationship, open marriage. I just think it's, like, so... I mean, counterintuitive, I guess, to, like, the whole purpose of what you're trying to do, but I don't know. I just thought it was, like, a weird flex that...
Well, I don't think it started as an open relationship.
Well, no.
I think
But what I'm saying is, like, that's what it is now. So it's such a weird flex for Will to sit there and, like, they have this sort of agreement that, like, they have an open relationship, quote-unquote, or open marriage, but then, like, he makes just, like, one stupid bad joke about, like, her fucking hair, and you feel the need to, like, get up there, slap him, and, like, fucking swear at him from your chair. Like, I don't know. It's just so strange. Like, that's where you draw the line for like, defending your wife's honor and, like, your honor. And if you watch the clip, too, I think it's also really funny that if you watch the clip, he initially laughs at it and has, like, kind of, like, a little bit of, like, a... You know, just like a playful reaction, and then when he sees that she doesn't really, like, she's not having a positive response to it, then he, like, snaps into that, like, oh shit, I gotta defend my wife here, like, that mode. Like, he initially laughs, but then when he realizes she's not laughing, then his perspective flips, and it's like, well, that's kind of like, that's just being a bitch. That's just, like, pussying out. Like,
yeah.
I don't know, I just thought, so, like, that's obviously, like, outside. That's looking farther beyond, like I said, but just looking at it in itself, like, in a vacuum, I don't really have, like, a super strong opinion. I understand it. I don't really blame Will. I don't blame Chris. I just think it's, like, it's one of those things that, like, people just were, like, so bored with that they had to take and just run with in every possible angle.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's kind of like how I feel about the Kardashians to a degree with certain stuff. It's like, why do we care?
Yeah.
Like, why do I give a shit? I don't. So, like, why did it, you know what I mean? I don't give a shit. I don't get why people think it's such an important topic.
It's, like, it's our royal family. Like, people, like, fucking love to worship some weird fucking... Yeah, they make a lot of money doing it, though. I'll tell you that.
And then my boss and I were kind of talking about it today at work while we were standing there, which, dude, work was nuts today. We're getting busier and busier as, like, the weeks go on. Like, getting back to, like, pre-COVID numbers with just, like, orders and... clientele, and, like, oh my god, dude, we have to, like, some, like, each week for certain meals there's, like, portion cups that come with them with, like, different, like, sauces or dips or what have you, and I think today alone, I think like between the ones that I had to make for like different meals, I think I did out. I think I did like over 400 of like those little 2 ounce portion cups. I did like over 400 of those, and then we trimmed and diced. I was trying to do the math because I was like, I wanted to tell you guys because I thought it was funny. I think we trimmed and diced. I think it's like, I think it was like 160 pounds of chicken. Just like, dude, just so much. It's just insane. It's not like it's hard work, and it's not like it's like super like difficult. It's just so time consuming that we just stand there and just cut and dice chicken for like literally 3-4 hours because we just have so many, like we need so much of it. So it's just like, Chicken. It's a lot of shit.
But I like it. It's been fun. But anyway,
back on topic. My boss was saying today that just regarding, oh fuck, I lost my train of thought. What was I saying before that? About like the whole whale thing. What was I saying? What was I going into as far as
this? We're talking about Kardashians.
Hang on. Keep it going. I gotta get back into this train of thought here. Rewind. I know. Hang on. Go ahead. Just talk about something else. I'm gonna retrace my fucking brain.
Joe, how's your job?
Oh, it's fucking.
Oh yeah.
You gotta tell us about that. Dude, pretty much just selling weed. Like talking to people, but you know, I'm learning more about weed and like dominant terpenes of the weed, so I can like help people get the right shit. And man, I'm telling you, this place has some fucking premium cannabis. I tell, dude, like the cheapest stuff is like fucking premium. Like you can't really see it.
Jesus Christ.
Cheapest.
That's crazy. How much was that?
That was 35 and 8. Yeah, so they don't. Yeah, they are a more like premium place. So you call
That's
it.
Good.
Where is it?
Where is it at?
It is in Lawton's, New York, which is Lawton's, Ohio. It's in
Ohio.
I was just fucking around. I said New York, and obviously it's in New York. I'm just fucking high.
Yeah, it's in Maine.
Yeah.
It's in Florida. I gotta get up early every morning to get out there.
Gotta really pack early. My bag. Yeah. No, it's right past Versailles, right fucking on the
okay.
Res.
I guess.
We passed. You know how we took a left after the bridge?
Yeah.
So hey, if anyone's listening to this, if you find the bridge, you just gotta find the bridge in Versailles, take a left, and go straight. You'll go up a giant hill eventually. Bada bing, bada boom. 420 res bud. Yeah.
Sounds like a blurry out of the way. Plugs. Was it busy in there?
It's funny. It actually is pretty busy. Like.
Let's go.
It's like there's a good amount of people come in and out, and people were spending big money for the little time I was there today. And dude,
yeah, that's crazy.
Really cool thing.
There's
about
such
it,
a high demand, and there is so much supply.
So much supply, and dude, they fucking you can order that shit online, and have it ready to be picked up.
That's awesome.
You can order it on Leafly. And like,
that's actually pretty cool looking.
And I will be checking the Leafly, see if someone ordered something, get it ready.
Oh my god, man, that's awesome.
And then you walk in, hand me the money. And that's the thing, bro. For every $100 you spend, you get a joint. And then if you leave a review, if you leave a 5-star review, you also get a joint.
So what an incentive. What an incentive.
Some people were walking out of there with bugging, like, 3 joints and all their shit, and I was like, this is awesome. Then we gave them some stickers, and they're on their way.
Let's go.
You know what I'm saying? So, but it's really cool, man. Like, it's cool, like, they got in, like, you gotta do inventory, and you gotta fucking, they don't have a register, so you gotta sort of, like, write down all the shit. Write down every transaction, which is a little.
Yeah, that's the weird thing. Like, a lot of those places don't have, like, It's either only credit card or cash only.
Exactly. And it's cash only.
Yeah. But, that's the best way to run it.
Yeah, dude. It's easy fucking. It's like, no fucking. It's not very technical. I mean, it's sort of tedious, but it's not technical, and it's fucking easy peasy, super simple.
As long as the what you have written down matches what you have in your hand at the end of the night, that's all that matters.
That's the exact thing. And if you have it fucked up, the remainder comes out of your paycheck. So yeah. Good thing.
That's a good incentive to not fuck up.
Really good incentive. Good thing I'm good at math.
Yeah. You should do well at that.
Yeah. I was already doing that's mental awesome. Math today. If people are picking up a calculator, I'm like, dude, it's just like simple fucking math. You know
yeah.
Mental math and out here.
Yeah.
So, it's fun, you know, get to do some shit. Already fucking, they had a sign they needed to get taken down and fixed. I fucking went, found their drill. Beep, 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 beep. Fucking easy as shit, so... I'm already doing
fucking
shit.
Fucking Bob the Builder out here, can we fix it? Yes, we can.
I mean, yeah, might as well just do whatever I can. But I'm working like 3 days a week starting out, so...
That's good.
It's not bad. And it's like weekends on Friday, so I can fucking take care of Dad during the week. And when Mom's home, fucking she got him, so I'm fucking booling.
Yeah, that's good.
Also,
that's awesome.
Yeah, two
do
more.
Do you get a discount?
Yeah, I get 15% off.
Oh.
Yeah. So like, that's not like super hot, but it's like pretty. Simmering.
I mean, anything is. Yeah.
Yeah. But dude, it's pretty cool, and you got to do that whole math out with the discount. That's sort of funky.
Oh yeah.
But that's not that bad. That mental math is a little tough. I don't think I'm that fucking advanced. I'm gonna have to start thinking harder. Learning. But
yeah, that's awesome though.
Yeah, so it just seems like a real fun place, and you know I can make some fucking few hundred bucks and then fucking just
get
my shit. It's a good thing to fucking get some dough.
Yeah, I agree.
That's nice. Good for you.
And all the boys can come to the store and get they drugs.
Hell yeah, that's where I'm going next time I'm home.
Dude, I'm telling you, it's like, you don't, like, you know, some places you walk in, you don't really know what it's going to be like. This place is, like, well-kept, real nice, and, like, dude, they got the weed drinks. They got, like, everything in there, too, which is, like, really cool. Yeah, they have
what weed. You got in that CBD?
Oh, they got CBD gummies, CBD tinctures. They actually said they're trying to work that stuff out because they want to sell more THC products.
Nice.
Yeah, unfortunately, I think CBD is going to take a backseat around that area.
Yeah.
Damn, bro. I want to get into some, like, actual legitimate
I have CBDs. A shit ton of CBD that I can give to you that I'm definitely not going to use.
I would buy it off you.
No, I'll give it to you for free because Melissa got it for free and I'm not going to use it.
Oh, bang, rings, bud. Yeah, I definitely want to.
I got like a balm that you rub on.
I like balms. Like, I like rubbing.
Like, it's pretty. I think it's fucking essentially menthol, but you rub it on like pain spots, and then I think I have a fucking like dropper for your mouth.
Yeah, I definitely want to just give it a.
This one's like
an overall shot again.
Yeah, it's 1500 milligrams.
General wellness.
Is it the tincture?
1500.
The tincture is?
Yeah, that shit's 1500. Where's my phone?
Dude, do you remember the 1000 one? I mean, that shit's so fat, dude. That shit. Brad, you need to try that.
It's 50 milligrams a serving.
Oh, Brad, your back be feeling good.
I know, I need that. I honestly need it.
This shit's 500 milligrams, the balm.
CBD balm. I want to just, like, I want to get, like, some good, strong stuff that actually does work.
Yeah, you got to go just strong if you want it to do anything.
I want to be able to just, like, really, like, sleep well. Sometimes I wake up and I have to, like, position and shift myself for, like, my back still. Which is why I'm excited to, I have a doctor's appointment next Tuesday. And then hopefully that day on Tuesday, he'll like order and send in for the MRI, and hopefully it doesn't take long to go through insurance, because I need to be 100% positive. I don't not think it's a disc, but I think there could be something else wrong, just because I shouldn't have like the problems I'm still having.
Ew.
Unless I need like some more serious help in like physical therapy, which is possibly the case, because I think one of my problems, just from talking to like the like Fotini's brother, who's a chiro, and then like the PT, and just like the stuff that I know from like school and shit, if it is still my disc, then I have like a serious problem, not with the disc itself, it's with the muscles surrounding the disc. Like my body's on like such high alert that like the muscles around the disc, it's like refusing to allow them to like stretch and like move, and so like the disc can't heal because it's trying to like basically like form a cocoon around the disc, because my body's like, yo, don't let the disc get hurt anymore, don't let the disc get hurt anymore. So like because of it, like muscles all around like my pelvis, like, you know, deep and farther out, like everything's just fucked up. Like my glutes and my hamstrings are just like, they're super tight because they don't want to open, and then my hip flexors are super my glute and my hamstrings are super underactive, and then my hip flexors are super overactive, and then like just like muscles inside that like connect to the pelvis and then connect to like the lower lumbar spine, like they kind of like run at like different angles and straight down, like those are all just like out of whack with just like,
you know,
like how the brain like fires them to like release and tighten and stuff. Like it's all just messed up because like my brain and my body's like wired right now to like protect my disc at all costs. So it's like keeping muscles tight that I need to loosen for the disc to heal.
Yeah.
So I don't like an MRI really won't be able to tell me like all of that, but I mean, it'll be more than like an X-ray. It'll be at least able to tell me like what, you know, some of like the muscle and then the, like the disc itself. Cause like on the X-ray, all I could see was obviously just like my bones. And they couldn't see, like, you know, they couldn't see any muscle. They couldn't see any, like, any bit of the disc. So I didn't have any, like, structural issues with my spine. So that was okay. But now they, like, the MRI is going to allow them to actually, like, take, like a deeper, closer look at, like, the things that they need to be able to look at. So I just want to know for a fact. And that's why I'm upset. It's, like, that's why I hate health insurance and all that stuff to begin with. Like, it's so upsetting that like I hurt my back and we're a year into it and like I'm finally gonna get an MRI. Like when I initially heard it, it should just be like, okay, take it, like get an MRI, figure out what the problem is right away, not like, oh yeah, you know, go try physical therapy for a little bit, go do this. Like, bitch, just give me the fucking MRI now so we can figure out the problem and cut out all this time. But that's just how it works.
Yeah.
Just annoying.
Yeah.
That shit's tough, man.
Yeah. But we'll see. Hopefully within the next month or so I have the MRI and have the results.
Yeah.
They were just worried, like, Fotini had said it, and then like her dad had even said it. They were like, they're not gonna give you an MRI, like you're too young, like the radiation and like all that shit. And I was like,
what do you mean? I've had multiple MRIs.
Yeah, like, do I give a fuck? Like, one MRI is not gonna kill me, dude. Like, let's get this shit going.
I've definitely had MRIs when I was like 8 years old.
Yeah. And even at the PT office, the physical therapy office, like I even like had asked and brought it up like the one day, because like I was like hoping even they could probably like get me an MRI, because they're a physical therapy office. Like that's just what they do or what they should do. And the PT that like I work with, she was like, nah, we don't really do that. That's not how we like practice here. And I was like, what's going on? Why does nobody want to do an MRI for me? Like, what the fuck is happening?
Yeah,
like,
it's because you have to go to a specialist.
What?
For any of that shit, because like when the reason I even had an MRI is because I have like, it's runs in my family, but I had like a hole in my like heart, so like it it was like super super small, but it's closed now, but
they had to do it to look at it, like there's no other way around it.
Yeah, in order to see like the hole and everything, and so I think I had one when I was like super young so I could see it.
Yeah,
and then I had one when I was older to see. So
like my disc is the disc in between my fucking lower vertebrae is obviously not doing and not where it's supposed to be. Like, fucking take an image of it so you can see exactly what's going on. I don't know. That's why,
I mean, you're gonna fucking get radiation from a million other
places. Exactly, Lou. I get radiation from my fucking cell phone and the microwave in my house.
So,
I don't think an MRI is gonna fucking kill me. And even if it does, at least I'll know what was wrong in my back. So fuck it.
Short term wins, baby.
Right?
Long term.
We take those. That is what we call a win lose. But at the same time, it's a win win. Yeah, so that's just the daily life.
Yeah. I was just gonna say
real quick that I did it yesterday and the day before, and I gotta do it tonight before I go to bed. But I'm trying to get back into early stages of meditation.
Nice.
I have the Calm app, and there's like a there's like a 30-day like introduction to meditation that I had started like months ago, and then I just like never kept with it, so I restarted it. I'm actually gonna try to like stick with it, just because I was even recommended by a medical professional of mine that I should perhaps try to indulge in meditation for the benefits. So I was like, all right, fuck it. If this person, to be unnamed of their profession, but it's not hard to figure out what they probably are, if they're telling me I should probably try it, then I'll definitely try it. So
yeah, my meditation is Elden Ring until I die.
My
meditation becomes stressful.
Is nice when I'm on the gray screen and I'm dead. It's when I close my eyes and just process information.
Yeah, exactly. You have a lot of time to think when you're
dying. I get a lot of time to think sometimes. You have no idea. The way I be playing some days, I got time to think like every other minute.
Yeah, sometimes I'll just ride my horse in Elden Ring and just think.
I've been there.
Sometimes I just load up the fucking Minecraft world and I just climb to the top of like I just climb to the top of the mountain during a thunderstorm and I just stand there and look at the screen. Minecraft will forever have my like favorite music of I don't know, Pokemon takes a really, really close I say they're tied. They're honestly probably tied.
I will say Nintendo's got the music game on lock for the most part. Mm-hmm. Like, there's a lot of Mario songs that slap stupid hard.
That is also true. Who owns Minecraft? Is that Mojang?
Microsoft owns that, but yes, it is Mojang.
Oh, you're right, Microsoft.
Yeah, Microsoft owns that motherfucker. But yeah, I think it's still Mojang. It's like the company.
Mojang Studios.
Yeah.
Just like Pokemon is Nintendo, what I believe it's.
The Pokemon Company?
Yeah, the Pokemon Company are like, I don't know if they're still Game Freak. They were
Game Freak. No, it is Game Freak still. It's like Pokemon Company, and then underneath
is Game Freak.
Pokemon Company. Yeah.
Yeah.
Because like the Pokemon Company encompasses like all of like the merchandise and like the cards and like all that stuff. Game Freak is just like the games.
Yeah, because I think with Smite, I think it's like they have the one above it is like that fucking like Georgia Peach Company.
Yeah,
I think it's like whatever it is. I think it's like Georgia whatever, and then I think Hi-Rez is underneath.
I think that.
That
company is fucking huge.
Yeah,
because
I think they own Hi-Rez obviously.
Well, Georgia is where they like a lot of film production is, and that Georgia company, if you watch to the end of any fucking Marvel movie, that Georgia Peach will be right there.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they're big.
They got an apple.
Who made Elden Ring?
That's a fucking Bandai Namco.
Yeah.
Yeah. Fucking Pac-Man.
Pac-Man.
They made large jumps in progress.
Did they make all the Dark Souls games?
Yeah. They made, like, all the spin-offs as well.
They go from Pac-Man, the most simple, easiest comp game, to fucking goddamn.
I mean, if you, I looked, like, when Elden Ring came out, I looked at what other games they make. And, like, if you go to their website, okay, their website's 100%, yep, this is all Elden Ring, but if you go to the games, they don't really have a lot. They have, like, a whole bunch of, like, tiny games, like Little Nightmares, and that Katamari Damacy game. Have you ever seen that game with the ball that rolls around and, like, you pick things up?
I probably have, but
that game was like on PS2, like way back in the day. But it looks like they remade it. But yeah, Elden Ring is pretty much, and the Dark Souls games is really all they got going.
Yeah.
Looks like they have a lot of anime type games. I don't know why I keep.
They have Dragon Ball Z.
I see that as well. Yeah.
Dragon Ball Z.
Dude, I kind of wanted to play that one, the Kakarot one. I think it's an open world Dragon Ball Z game.
That's probably fun as shit.
Yeah. I saw that there's an open world Harry Potter game coming.
That shit, Pierce made me watch a trailer for that. That shit looks creamy.
Yeah.
I never did when they came out, but I want to catch up with the Fantastic Beasts movies, like that storyline. I wanna watch that and like catch up with all that stuff and what's going on, because the new one that's coming out with Dumbledore, like young Dumbledore, like I fucking love Dumbledore, so like I'm like, that movie was the one where I was like, oh, okay, I gotta watch these now because like I want to see this one.
Yeah. Because
Dumbledore's my fucking G. So and then I want to go to the fucking. Wherever it is it whether it's in Disney World or Disneyland, but the fucking like Harry Potter.
That's in Universal.
Universal, yeah, dude, with the fucking.
Oh, I've been there. It's pretty badass, honestly.
Is like the train? Can't you like go on like the actual like?
Train? Yeah, you can ride the train between like I think it's Jurassic Park and Harry Potter. You can ride the train between.
Is there a trolley? Do they bring a trolley around with snacks? Because I would buy the shit out of some of them fucking Harry Potter snacks.
I mean, if you're a Harry Potter fan, you can go in there and spend like $1,000 in 5 minutes.
Easy, easy.
It's, they got butterbeer and like all the that shit, but they had, when I went, it was still, I don't think they had like their big roller coaster that they put in there yet. They had a smaller one, but they were in the process of building like whatever the big one is in the park now. But they had one that was like one of those ones where like you get in like a car and it's like a, I don't know, like a whole like 3D, like there's like a, I don't know, they pretty much put you in like a 3D space, but it was like kind of like a roller coaster, so you would go through it, but it was essentially just like screens on the side of it, but it was like it looked like you were in like wherever.
Oh, that's cool.
In the, and it was pretty badass. Honestly.
So were you actually moving, or like was it just seemed like you were moving?
No, I think you were actually moving.
That's cool.
Oh, that's sweet.
Because like they have a Simpson ride there, and like it, like they lock you in place, but like there's a giant screen that wraps all the way around you, and it looks like you're moving, and it like the whole thing like fucking shifts and moves around all over the place.
That's cool.
That's wild, dude.
That one's pretty cool. They did well in The Simpsons. I saw they closed the Shrek fucking movie theater.
That sounds very interesting.
Yeah.
Universal's pretty cool, honestly. I think it's more, if you're not a Disney adult, I think Universal is like a probably a more fun experience. There's also a lot of cool restaurants. Like we went to the NBA restaurant, which was in hindsight probably a bad idea because it wasn't that good. And it was kind of like tacky. It was like the menus were like basketball material. And I mean, there's just basketball memorabilia everywhere. There's like a fucking shit ton of restaurants in there, so there was probably a cooler one than that one.
Probably.
But yeah, shout out Universal. We should go.
It's Universal.
Shit.
How much is the ticket to Florida? We could get on Spear for fucking die.
The boys. Oh, fucking, that'd be tough. Hey, but it'd be worth it if we made it.
Let's see. What is that, Orlando?
Orlando Magic. Orlando.
Universal Trips.
Orlando Magic.
Let's see, $141. There you go.
Is that round trip? Round trip, $141.
Oh, that's gang shit.
Is that like
Frontier Airlines? I don't know what that is. Oh,
that sounds. Ooh.
What days is this for? Oh, it's for. I had to pick those random days. Can I get rid of the days and just go whatever? Oh, what's this one? $100?
Bro, that thing's gonna fucking... That thing's... That gotta not even be a plane.
Frontier Airlines, dude. Fucking, what day is this? May 26th to June 21st.
What the fuck?
$100.
God damn.
Wait, hold on. There's gotta be a way to make that, like... $101.
Oh, also, I just want to bring this up because it's fucking important. But the 22nd of March, so just what, 8 days ago, 9 days ago now, we celebrated the 18th anniversary of Pokemon Coliseum's USA release. So big hypes in the fucking chat for that one. I cannot be thinking it came out 18 fucking years ago.
Really? You're old as fuck.
So when did I play it? So how long was it out before I played it? So it came out 18 years ago. So it came out 2004, right?
I probably played it when it came out, though.
It came out in 2004. I would have been 7. I definitely didn't play it until like I was at least like 9 or 10. So it was probably out for a good 3-4 years before I played it.
Yeah.
Without a doubt. Because my cousin Nash is the one who showed me it. And then, like, actually, he's, like, Pokemon Coliseum that I have is literally, I think, did he give it to me? I think he did. I literally think, like, the Pokemon Coliseum copy that I have is, like, at my mom and dad's. I think it's, like, he gave it to me, which is hype.
Yeah, that's crazy that it was that long ago.
I know, 18 years ago, though. I love that. I fucking love that.
Damn.
Which means it was even longer than from like some of the other games, like Ruby. Or no, it couldn't have been. No, it had to have been. Like Ruby Sapphire? Like those had to be.
I think those games came out. I think the first one might have been like 2000.
Yeah, they had to have been because. I'm gonna look that up actually. No, because Colosseum was definitely after Ruby Sapphire because they had Pokemon from the games. Pokemon games release. USA release. I don't care about fucking Japan. They released in like a year earlier. USA release. Here we go. Bulbapedia. That's where you gotta go, baby. For all that good shit.
Hell yeah. I've lived on that website sometimes. Right.
That's what I'm saying.
Pokemon Crystal. That was the first one I ever played. That came out in 2001. Pokemon Crystal was mine. Ruby and Sapphire was 2003. Pokemon Coliseum was 2004. So we were right there. Fire Red and Leaf Green was 2004. And then Emerald came out in 2005. Wow. So Ruby and Sapphire came out in 2003. Those games are old as fuck.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
You know, that's wild. That they've been out for this long.
Old.
I know. Old. Dude, we're fucking old. Bro, Diamond, Pearl, and Platinum came out in 07 and 09. I feel ancient. Because, like, those games, when they fucking came out, I was like, yo, these games are so fucking high-tech on the DS. Damn, we are fucking getting old.
Yeah. We're getting old.
What are you going to do? Hate to see.
Oh, I never got to say, but I had a pretty fucking crazy week last week for work. Shot, like, I swear to God, like, $10 million worth of houses in 1 week. I don't think it'll ever happen anytime soon again. It was just a weird week where it happened. But it was pretty fucking cool. I think I have been in a house that big, but it was like 10,000 square feet, the $4 million one. And I was saying to a couple people that the closet in the master, like, suite is what it's called, because it's like the master bedroom, bathroom, and like closet. The closet itself is bigger than any house that I've ever lived in my entire life.
Yeah.
Just the closet. That's insane.
Damn.
The fucking, that master suite is probably 2,000, maybe 2,500 square feet itself. Which, for
what the fuck?
Reference, like, a normal, like, house is around that.
Yeah. That's
so.
What's even in the, you said that's the master bedroom?
Yeah, so it's the master bedroom, the master bathroom. I can fucking show you pictures of it real quick. It's stupid. Fucking, it was a nice ass house, but it's fucking stupid. How do I skip up. Can you see it?
Oh yeah, I see it. That's a nice one. Shit's elegant. God damn.
Yeah. Okay, so this is the fucking bedroom.
Yeah, that's a fucking
honker. Holy oh my god.
What the fuck?
Yeah, this is just part of the closet. There's a whole, like, other room that is the other part of the closet.
There's so many suit jackets. There's so many fucking leather shoes. Nice.
Jesus Christ.
That's... Okay, yeah, this is the master bathroom.
It's a fireplace in their bathroom.
Yeah.
Look at this. Two sinks. You got storage. You got vanities over there. TV on the... Oh, yeah, yeah. One day. Oh, my God.
Yeah, dude, this motherfucker had a full... What? I asked him how much this shit fucking cost. Because it had... Like, you can't see it in this picture. Well, you actually can. If you look over here in the mirror, there's, like, this little, like, station. And you can fucking, like, pick your courses and everything. And then you go over here and you can fucking...
lines and then you hit the ball.
It tracks the ball, not your swing. So it's like stupid accurate. There's like behind over here, there's like a whole like fucking giant like sensor thing.
That's so cool.
Tracks everything.
What the fuck?
That's amazing.
He said he had one that was 50 grand and he liked it a lot better because you could like do like any sports. Like you could do soccer, you could do like everything.
What the fuck?
And then this shit was just, this is when I realized that like rich people just like
have things to have
them. Have things. Like you will never drink any of these, most likely.
This is like when you have friends over and like just because you can, you just send them home with like a couple bottles of wine. Like, oh, take
I don't even want to know this thing over here.
Take the 88 from fucking Valencia. It's a fine, it's a fine piece.
I've had homeowners offer me wine and I took it one time. I took the offer once, and it was the most delicious thing I've ever drank in my entire life.
If they ever offered me it, I would say yes every time. Like, yeah, like...
Well, sometimes I have to go to another appointment. That was, like, a Friday. It was the end of the day. I'm like, yeah, fuck it. I'll drink it and drive back to my house.
If they were like, would you like a bottle of wine to take? I'd be like, semi-sweet, please. Just fucking tell them what I want.
They have... Yeah, there's, like, a whole fucking gate that closes and everything.
What? That's impressive.
That's so cool.
Outside TV.
That's me.
It was.
Some beautiful pictures.
They appreciate are high quality.
Appreciate. We're fucking. I think I've developed OCD. I don't think I had it before. I think I have it now.
Nothing wrong with that, though, especially with in, like, what you're doing.
Yeah. It makes it a lot easier, honestly. Ooh. If I do everything in a very specific manner, I can do things in a very short amount of time.
Fuck yeah. You got the system down.
Yeah. I think I cleaned somebody's house in a matter of, I don't know, maybe 5 minutes.
Jesus.
I told them to just go outside, and I fucking knocked the thing out, because I had to be somewhere else, like, stupid fast, and I walked in it, and it was a disaster, so I fucking, I'm just like, you guys can just go outside, I'll make sure everything's good. So I just powered through everything.
Fucking throwing shit places.
So weird that they definitely know you're coming and they're not ready.
Well, it's sometimes in that situation I was nice about it because I can understand. When I walk into a house, 95% of the time I can tell why they're moving. And this one was they outgrew the fuck out of that house. There was way too many people and it was a house that was made for like, it's a starter home.
Mm-hmm.
And I was talking to the dude after I was done and I said, I'm like, yeah, like, it's very clear that, like, you guys got this as, a starter home, and, like...
Yeah.
It just outgrew it, but he was saying that, like, the house that they're looking at is, like, a four-bedroom, which would solve their problems. But four bedrooms are a hot commodity, brother. You will not be... That's a good luck with that.
That's a big...
Dude, there are, in some of the very populated areas, there are only, like, three houses on the market. The housing shortage is terrible, which is also driving rent up, I realized. And I was, because I was thinking about it in the car earlier, because, like, our rent, or lease is up or whatever, and I was just thinking about it. It's probably just good to just hold down, like, the same lease that we have right now, because, like, around here, like, fucking... There's just a huge housing shortage, so people are being forced to rent, which is driving rent prices up.
Yeah, that's why I'm not staying at the place I'm at, because the rent increase.
Yeah, exactly.
And plus, places. Like, Jake wants to move out here, so it's more cost effective to get an apartment with him, because I'll go from paying, like, you know, pretty much, like, close to, like, $1,000, give or take a month, between everything, you know, split that with another person.
Nope, that's the best way to do it.
Yep.
Fucking, that's the most cost effective way you can do it.
We were just talking about it earlier. Shout out Jake, because he's probably still here.
We were just talking about it earlier, and I was telling him that just from, like, obviously looking before I moved here and looking now, our best bet is to probably specifically look at places that are, like, actual complexes instead of just independent, like, apartment house renters. Not only for just like a cost standpoint, but just like a what's the word I'm looking for? My brain's tired. I can't think of words. Like a convenience. Just so like when things go wrong, like it's much easier when you live somewhere that's through like an actual complex.
Yeah, kind of like that place that we looked at when you came here. Yeah. Like that one big complex
like
building.
They have people to do stuff. You don't go through like one like individual landlord like when something goes wrong. Mm-hmm. And then it's like, you know, you got to call up fucking Jeff and then he's got to fucking go and get the parts and he's got to fix it for you. It's like, oh, something's wrong. Okay, like we call our maintenance guy. The maintenance guy comes and takes care of it. Granted, like we have the apartment that we're at now, and they're fucking terrible. People are just absolutely brain dead. But it's just easier because that way, like some of the ones that we've looked at, you know, like everything's included minus like internet. So it's just more efficient to not have to worry about like, okay, like handing our rent over and then like, all right, Jake, like we got to pay our fucking water bill. We got to pay our electric bill. We got to pay our gas bill. We got to pay our internet bill. Like when this stuff's just included, it makes it so much easier to manage.
Yeah.
So that's kind of like what we're going to like zone in our, narrow down our choices on for the moment, which I think is a smart choice.
Yeah, that's good. Yeah, I will say I'm very happy that my rent cannot go up significantly because there are fucking laws preventing it. So, God bless anti-gentrification laws.
Fucking need them, man. That shit's fucked.
Yeah, it is fucked.
Yeah, that's bullshit. My rent alone, if I stayed, my rent alone would have went from like, I think from $895 for just rent, and I think it would have been like over $930. It's just like an insane amount that they like jack it up. Like that's not fucking worth it.
Yeah,
it ain't worth $895. Like fuck out of here. You're fucking crazy.
Oh. Well, that's the thing. Is like a lot of like townhouses and everything, and like those like kind of communities and everything, they have like an HOA, which is like essentially like maintenance for like a building.
Yeah.
And like if you even like some of those condos like in like those buildings, like a lot of those buildings that you're probably looking at have condos inside of them, which are, or you can buy a condo.
Mm-hmm.
So you own it, it's just inside the building, and a lot of those have like HOAs, so like they have to pay like a separate fee, like maintenance fee to the building.
Yeah.
For their like their condo. Exactly. It's all a fucking scam. Like I talked like in some of these places, like you're literally paying for like some dude to come mow your lawn like once a month.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And you're paying like $300 like a month for like some for that. For and like your lawn is like essentially a fucking little tiny square in front of your house most of the time, and a little bit of a backyard. And it's like it's a shared backyard with all the things next to you. Exactly. So it's like they're just literally just driving straight through everybody's backyard. So it's so stupid.
Yeah, it's a fucking scam.
Yeah.
But you have to have it. You can't live there without having it.
I know. You can't live in a lot of places without a lot of stuff. It's stupid.
I've seen a lot of scams. There's a lot of scams. There's homeless scams. There's fucking home scams. No matter where you live, you get scammed.
Everywhere.
Big scam. Alrighty, you want to rip that there meme, brother?
Oh, yeah. Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to your favorite segment of the Socially Distant Podcast, the meme of the week. I am your host, B-Dill, coming at you with your meme of the week, episode 98, brought to you by the... Changing it up a bit to go in with the conversation today. We are brought to you by the Master Ball Dealer Instagram page. Of course, not a sponsor. Let us share the screen with the boys. I saw this one a while back, but I just wanted to use it because it's honestly badass as fuck. It says, me, damn. I like Avengers and Pokemon. The tattoo artist says, say no more, fam. And then it's a picture of a guy's forearm. And Charmander is wearing an Iron Man suit. Bulbasaur is basically like the Hulk because he's green and he's got on purple fucking shorts. Squirtle is Captain America and Pikachu is Thor. And if that ain't probably the most badass tattoo I've ever seen, I don't know what is. Yeah, I ain't gonna lie to you.
Super clean.
I would get that on my arm. 100%. 100%.
Yeah, I would too.
That's so cool.
I think that's cool as fuck.
I would just get a tattoo from that dude. Like, I wanted a tattoo really bad, but like, my expectations is like something like that. Like, yep. That's what I want. That's what I want to pay money.
Yeah,
that's how I feel about a tattoo. Like, I want it to be something I really, really, really want, and I want it to look like perfect. My only complaint I have about this tattoo is the Bulbasaur just looks a little funky to me. I think it's just the way he's, like, positioned, like, standing up, because you don't normally see Bulbasaur on his, like, back legs. You see him on all fours. Yeah. So he just looks a little funny to me, but that's it. Other than that, I think this tattoo is fucking amazing.
Yeah. I will say that, like, Pikachu is also kind of looks, like, flat in comparison
to... Yeah, he does. His face looks really a little... texture. His face looks a little, like, a little... big, and he looks a little flat.
Yeah, the other ones have like a glow to them. Yep. And like they're textured. He's just kind of like a 2D cartoon.
The Squirtle looks really good, and I think the Charmander looks really good too.
Mm-hmm. I wonder if he had the Pikachu tattoo before.
That's possible.
He just needed to get the rest of it done.
Yeah, it's pretty good. Well, I like that a lot. Yeah. But not really like a meme, but just, you know, a meme. Episode 98.
Hell yeah.
Master Ball, what was it? Master Ball Dealer? Master Ball Dealer, Instagram page, not sponsored. SDP.
Let's go.
Bring us out.
Let's go. Well, we have reached that point in the podcast where we have to thank our presenting sponsors of the Social Distance Podcast, the 98th episode. There's been probably a lot of other episodes in that 98 episodes, and we appreciate you sticking around all this time and sponsoring us. Our presenting sponsors, as always, are Jackson Ewan down at the Sherwin-William Paints in the Dunkirk, Fredonia area. You know where to find him. I don't know what the paint shortage is looking like. Will Smith might know about it, but I don't. check them out down at the Sherwin Paints, Doug Fredonia. Also, we got Jacob Lugan over on YouTube.com. If you've never been on YouTube, it's not a YouTube, it's a video platform where you can watch things. And you can go over there and watch Jake Lugan on Interesting Investing. There's a search bar at the top, type it in, Interesting Investing, Jake Lugan. Check them out. Cartoon Clothing Co. as well over on the Etsy. Yeah, Etsy.com, Cartoon Clothing Co. Check them out. And we have Anna Deutsch over on Instagram, HRD Photography. Thank you, as always, presenting sponsors and others. We have our anti-sponsors, Bucky Joe Rogan. I don't have a lot to say about you this week. You just smell. Probably a must. I had to guess you were pretty musty.
Oh my God. Just a musty man.
That's all I gotta say about that one. Do you got anything over there? Anybody else?
Nope.
I got a few. Fuck Vlad Tenev, and for a sponsor, shout out fucking 420 Resbud. I'm safe forever.
Till the end.
420 Resbud. Shout him out, baby. God.
Hell yeah.
That's about it. Good night.
I'll put them in the description. I'll put the leaf fucking order thing.
Do it, man. That shit's hype.
Hell yeah.
Let's go. Free joints if you leave a 5-star review. That's all I gotta say. Good night.
Free joints. Good night. 5 stars.
Five stars.
I don't know.
It's a deal.
It's a deal.
Bye, everybody.
Bye-bye.